You realize this number of white South African farmers and their families coming to the United States is a grand total of 59 people. The same number, approximately, of migrants that showed up in Martha's Vineyard, and they called out the army. They called the army to come get them. The Democrats are now all pointing fingers at one another over who knew what and when about Biden's mental decline. And now they're saying he shouldn't even run in the first place. You know, the tail of the tape should be embarrassing. These people were out there making it sound like Joe Biden had double the energy of a teenage boy. And any discussions of his mental decline were just not to be had. But really, it seems like they're more upset that their plans for you and me didn't come to fruition. They want control of healthcare. That is the ultimate control. They want control of healthcare. They want dominant, authoritarian dominant healthcare. But if anything, why should Martha's Vineyard? Why should Martha's Vineyard? The excuse was, well, we don't have the infrastructure to care for these people. Well, why not? Why doesn't the federal government force them, like they do other communities, to construct low-income housing? It's funny. You will never meet a progressive ever, 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 ever in your life that will be burdened by their own beliefs. Bernie Sanders has railed endlessly about CEOs and their corporate jets. These CEOs, how many houses do you need? How many luxury jets do you need? But when he's asked about his three homes and his private, you think I'm going to wait online? That's the only way to go. When you've got a, he was not going around the country on official business as a United States senator. The fighting the oligarchy tour was something of his own choosing. But he's so dismissive. I cannot wait. I have to take a private jet, right? He cannot be constrained by his own beliefs. You know, that's actually a chapter in Rules for Radicals. If you're unfamiliar, Saul Alinsky was the writer. He wrote a book that was published in 1972, which is basically the Bible of the extreme left in this country, even if they haven't read it. But you maybe don't know, the blues gave way to rhythm and blues, to rock and roll, the Southern California surf rock sound, punk rock, etc., etc., etc. So maybe you don't know the book, but you've probably been influenced by it if you're on the left. And one of the chapters in the book, because I've read it, Alinsky says, basically, to conservatives and Christians, that you can hang them on their own set of values because they can't live with it. That you can hang them on their own, you know, hang their own values around their necks because they don't live by it. That's not true. It's people, it's progress. You will never ever meet a progressive who is willing to live with what it is they've imposed upon you. Public education's for you. See, socialism's for the people, not for the socialist. That's why I say government education. We're all part of the public. We're not all part of the government. Right? It's for you. Government-run transportation is for you. Government-run healthcare is for you. Bernie will never wait online for healthcare. None of these people will. You know, that's the big conundrum up in Canada. Their elites, their politicians either come to the United States for treatment or they skip the line for the best available in Canada. What was that statistic, Mike? That there's more in the city of Pittsburgh. There are more MRI machines in one American city than the entire nation we know as Canada. How insane is that? But leftists are proud of that healthcare. Oh, we've got to have that system here. We've got to have that system here. No, we don't. You will never, ever meet a progressive who says, this is what I believe, and I'm willing to live with it. As a matter of fact, the reason why they believe that is because they believe they will get power so they don't have to live with it. And ultimately, you see people who are even at the bottom of the pecking order. It becomes about their way up the food chain is demonstrate. See, They say Republicans fall in line, Democrats fall in love. Fealty to Trump. It's fealty to Trump. Fealty to Trump. Oh, no. No, 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 no. You even heard, I was reading the article from the New Republic, these Democrat strategists and advisors saying it was the party, he robbed the party of the victory and hurt the country. It was the party. It is lifelong devotion to the left-wing agenda is all that matters.